Do you have a shady job? Like a job where people don't really respect what you do? There's a list of the most respected and least ethical careers, and I would argue that it's not 100% accurate.
You know, here's respected versus ethical. I don't know if it's the same thing to me, but explain.
So the top five jobs that are most respected in the United States.
Okay.
Number five is teachers. Yes, that is a respected profession.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Belongs on the list.
Firefighters. You know, here's the thing. Well, we'll get to firefighters. 100% a respected career.
I mean, I was just going to say, what? I mean, what is there actually to discuss? Any first responder, of course, belongs on that list.
Uh-huh. Except for when it comes to dating. But we're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. Farmers, number three.
Okay.
People love farmers.
Yeah, they do.
Farmers are good.
No farms, no food.
Exactly. Number two, most respected career, scientists. Yes, they're moving us forward. They're helping us cure diseases. Absolutely. And you have to be smart.
Are they always?
Well, I mean,
sometimes they're curing, like, really stupid stuff figuring out other things. But,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You can be a scientist for good and a scientist for bad also. Watch a Bond movie.
And the number one most respected career is doctor. Now, okay. I'm actually contemplating firing one of my doctors right now.
I'm not sure that's number one.
That's number one on this list.
But listen, it's important, obviously, and it's a great job, and there are plenty of great doctors out there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is 100% accurate.
Wish we had more.
But there
try getting an appointment.
Some jobs that are super shady, too, and they came out with this list of the top five shadiest jobs, the professions, right?
Okay.
Number five, advertising professionals. It says they have no ethics and they're dishonest. They'll do whatever they have to say to sell something.
That's scams. I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I know people in advertising and they're awesome and I enjoy them, but I also don't have to do business deals with them.
I have two very close friends of mine who are in advertising, so I heard that and it hurt my heart because they're the most honest people I know. I don't know.
Okay.
Number four, and this one shouldn't come as a surprise, insurance salespeople.
Yeah.
It says that insurance salespeople are all about, you know, mitigating risk. But they'll go anyway to try to save the company money.
Right. They'll sell you all the coverage in the world. But when you go to file a claim, you know, it's their job, obviously, to give you less.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number three, senators, which goes hand in hand with number two, members of Congress. They say the senators are liars and members of Congress are lazy and they just don't work. They just don't show up to do the stuff they're supposed to do.
I think that we're all in agreement upon that nowadays.
Here's the thing is you could disagree or agree on all of these. This is just by poll because I don't believe that all senators and members of Congress are lazy.
Give me number one. Who cares?
It's so cliche, number one, for the most unethical, shadiest job. Car salespeople. I guess because there's been such a rise in lemon law horror stories and they continue to generate the stereotype that they're these smooth talking car salesmen. They'll say anything that they have to say to get you to part with your cash. They stalk you via text and email. And the minute they get your information, it's like they crawl into your skin and they don't let go.
I think the most revealing thing when you look at this list is that every one of these people, you feel like you're not getting as much as you could for your money. Right. Like advertising is looking to, you know, rip you off in some people's views. Right. Insurance. Oh, they don't want to give me my money when I need my money. Senators and congressmen, I'm paying them, but they're not doing anything when they go there. And hence, number one, car salesperson. You just want somebody to give you a car for cheaper than anybody else.
But when we were talking earlier about jobs that are very ethical and very well respected and firefighters was there. When we were in college, we used to have a rule. No, we don't date cops. We don't date firefighters. And what my sorority sisters and I found without fail is that they were the ones that were cheating on us.
Dating versus respected in other aspects.
I guess
not
so.
Not the same.
You can decide. Sometimes when you meet somebody new and you have interest in them and then you ask them what they do for a living, you either have one of these reactions. Oh, or oh.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
You're either into it or you're like, that is not a great job to date, you know?
Yeah, certain occupations, they just don't lend themselves to trust, right? Gotta have trust.
What's an occupation that's really hard to date? Andrea?
Actually, I think I have two. A garbage man and a security guard.
Okay, let's start with garbage man.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, because he's gonna bring the stench home with him. I'm not here for that. I can't. I don't do smells well, so definitely a garbage man.
Yeah. Let's talk about what occupations have the worst smell, because that's definitely a thing. My dad has had two of them that are so distinct.
Is that right? I mean, I haven't. I thought the garbage man was beyond that at this point. I know you got to clean out the back of the truck when the run is over, but I thought that that part was over, to tell you the truth. So I'm going to go with a chef,
yeah.
And depending on the restaurant, because it doesn't come out.
It doesn't even matter the restaurant. If you work in a restaurant setting, that smell stays on
it's
you.
It's on you. Like you can go on vacation. You have to buy new clothes, and by day three, maybe you're going to start to smell normal.
It's true. My dad comes in from the restaurant at the end of the night, and even growing up working in the restaurants, it has a smell.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, my dad was an oil man for a while. He owned an oil company.
And he smelled like oil.
Oil delivery. Always smelled like oil, and I liked that smell.
Right.
You know, some people like the smell of gas or the smell of oil.
He was probably glowing when he got out of the car every day. I don't think that was good for him or you as a child. What's the second one? So you can't bring the stench home. What's the other one?
Security guard.
Okay, why security guard?
Because I need a man to protect me. And security, they only tote a flashlight. And that's not securing anything. I'm going to need for protection. And if you can't protect me with anything but a flashlight, you are not the one for me.
You know what? My stepfather used to say when he'd work shifts as security that, I'll knock you out with a flashlight. he would say, you know I'm tough because all I've got is a flashlight. Well, shouts to our security guards and armed security guards, but they're not the man for you. I thought she was going to be like, because you're not a cop. Okay.
All right. How about you, Kyle? What's a profession that's really difficult to date?
I got to go to psychologist, because I feel like with a psychologist, I feel like they'll just overanalyze everything that I say. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I feel like I would just have to be thinking every single time I speak. And I feel like over time, that could be just kind of a lot for me. You know, I'm very like an in the moment person. I like to, you know, speak. Speak kind of freely.
Yeah.
But like, if I just say something, you know, I feel like it can just get misinterpreted and then blown all the way out of proportion.
You know what it is, Anna? He wants to be able to make mistakes and not feel like he was testifying after, because that person is going to bring up every facet of that to them. I love therapists. I believe in therapy. Big believer. I would never date a psych major. Don't do it. It's tough. It's, yeah. Unless you need free psychology and therapy, you know, but other than that, don't do it.
I've never dated a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I have friends that are psychologists.
Yeah.
And whenever we're talking about something and they're quiet, I immediately get defensive. I'm like, what? Why?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What am I saying? What's wrong with me?
They're taking it all in.
Yes.
Right. And you're like, you know what? I knew you in 11th grade and you were a mess, just like the rest of us. So you're not the Pope now, you know? Yeah, I totally know.
What do you think is the most difficult occupation to date? You know, you meet somebody, you like them, and then you ask what they do for a living, and you're like, oh, because it's not going to be easy when they do that job.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably one of those things that changes at different seasons of your lifetime, Anna. Right now, people that I don't trust, solar guys, anybody that basically knocks on my door-to-door solicitors, which is, you know, it's kind of unfair. That used to be the way that you sold everything. That was the way that you met people. That's the way you got the word out. Now, if you show up at my door, I'm like, who are you, stranger?
So you're not going to date the person selling you a vacuum at your door?
No.
Do they sell vacuums anymore at the door?
They do, actually. Those Kirby ones, they're like 4 Gs.
What?
They're That's the thing. I know a guy who just bought one. Like, you definitely got suckered, man.
He should definitely not marry that woman.
I'm telling you.
She must be beautiful. What's the profession that's the hardest to date? Jack.
I've got to go with a veterinarian.
Why is that?
Veterinarians are like doctors, and doctors are pretty tough people to date. So the worst part about it is, though, they treat you like pets, if you want the truth. So instead of not talking to you like a person, it's even worse. So
I never thought about it that way.
I guess, right? I mean, truth is I talk to pets nicer than I talk to most human beings. So for me, that scenario would work out. But I understand for other people, it would not be the desired thing.
I would think to date a veterinarian would be difficult, because every time they would have to jump out to help an animal.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if you saw a bird in distress, you'd have to pull over the car and they would have to take care of it. I don't actually know if that's true.
I mean, not just that, is that I feel like every time that you're at home and you're like, okay, no more, right? No more pets. They're coming home with something else.
They always have pets.
Because they're always going to help.
My veterinarian, who I love, when I first brought Lila in, Lila, my rescue, is a high anxiety dog. She's better now that she's a little bit older, but she was really tough in the beginning with her anxiety. She was scared of everything, shaking in the cover. I still can't get her into the vet. I have to physically carry her in. She's 55 pounds. But anyway, She looked at me and she said, if you decide you don't want her, I'll take her because she'll eventually be the best dog ever because you never have to do anything. You don't have to walk her. You don't have to let her do
and
you
she want doesn't want to do anything. She just sits there.
So I asked her how many dogs she had. She says she has 6 dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
She was right. Lila is an easy dog. She's hard in public because she's afraid,
yeah.
But home on her stomping grounds,
she's good.
Oh, she's an easy dog. We don't walk her. We don't do anything. We just let her out. She comes in. She sits on the floor. That's about it.
Hey, Jen, tell us, what's a tough occupation to date?
I would say it would be being in the entertainment industry, whether that's an actor or writer, because there's oftentimes no steady stream of income and the gigs are inconsistent. And then on top of that, there's been currently strikes in the unions.
Yeah, I listen, anything that has fluctuating money coming in, that's going to be hard, right? Because that's one of the biggest fights in any relationship. But the other part of that is, too, is if you're in entertainment, when there is work, sometimes it's the long hours or the glitzy, events or whatever, where, you know, all of a sudden it's like you've got a fan or this, that. Like, there's a lot of aspects to that that can be tough.
How about the emotional aspect when you can't get a job and you haven't been working and then all of a sudden you go into your depression that you're not good enough mm-hmm. and now that's what you're dating. That's what you're coming home to every single day
or
married to.
Or the other one's having great success and you're having limited success.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of problems.
Yep.